All right.
Lotus flower bomb. Violet. I'm gonna be the pineapple.
Upside down?
No.
I'm just gonna be the pineapple.
No. Oh my god, we have to tell the story about the pineapple. Oh my god, hold on. Let me stop recording this. I'm Ashley.
I'm Brooke.
And I'm back.
And you're here with us on Teachers Who Don't Cry
Drunkcast.
We are back for a happy hour. So you already know by the sound of the intro that we were popping tops.
Popping tops.
What all have we consumed today, you might wonder?
It's been a lot.
A smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord. That's my favorite word.
I love it.
Smorgasbord.
That's a fun word to say.
It is.
I like that.
Smorgasbord.
Como se dice smorgasbord in Spanish? I'm an ex.
El smorgasbordo.
Yeah, maybe.
Sounds don't accurate. Ask anybody. That's perfect.
That's great. I love it.
That works.
Do we want to just roll into what we were drinking?
What we were drinking.
Okay. So I'll start. I was drinking the Devil's Backbone Distilling Co. I've drank.
Drink?
You drank?
Whoa.
I've drank. Okay, English teacher.
I drank two orange smashes, and like me and Brooke talked about last episode, these are 10%. So after the second one, I was like, I gotta switch. So the one that I just is a High Noon Mango, and if anybody who knows me, which y'all know me, but I don't think I've ever told y'all this, mango is my favorite. Yeah. In the world.
Love language.
It is.
Manga.
It is. Yeah. So I'm drinking a High Noon vodka soda. A manga.
I have had, I feel like the old man that sit on their porch with their tall boys.
Yeah. Yes.
They got
with their 40s.
With their 40s. I've had two tall boy white claws.
Wait, in college, did you all never have I ever, but like, have you ever gone to like the Edward Scissorhand party where you...
Oh, you tape it to your hand?
You tape the
40. I've never been to one
never
of those parties.
Never have either.
But I've
heard of them.
And
I've seen
them. Never wanted to
no,
go.
Because I don't want to drink
me.
A 40. You like tape a 40 to your hand and you can't do anything until you finish your 40s because...
No, we had ABC parties.
What's that?
What's the
anything
letters?
But clothes.
Oh.
So you could wear anything but clothes.
I want to do...
But wear bubble wrap.
I want to do a... Solid. I love a good theme. But I want to do like a... Nothing like anything but a cup.
I love that one.
So you can drink out of anything except for a cup.
I
think
I
that's
bring
so
astronomical.
Fun. I've seen
like
on TikTok, because again, I'm not an actual TikToker, but I watch, but they like some schools have done anything but a backpack
yep.
day.
Yes.
We
or
saw
anything
they,
but a car?
A car. Anything but a car.
And they were
yes,
rolling up there with
and
tractors.
The tractor. Yes, I've seen that. I feel in
I've
the
always
loop.
Wanted to do a white lie. Party.
What's that?
That's where you wear the white t-shirt and in Sharpie on your t-shirt, it's like a lie about yourself. So it's like, I would write on my shirt, I have big boobs.
Oh.
I clearly don't. It's like a lie.
Oh.
Wow. What would be my white lie?
I don't know.
I got to think about that. I got to table that.
Yeah. I have to think about that. Yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah.
That's
really
fun.
Funny though.
Yeah. I love a good theme.
Themes are fun.
If there's a party... Or something where there's a theme. I'm in it, and I'm fully in it.
Well, I'll let you guys know about my 33rd birthday party.
Here for it.
Later.
Here for it.
Because I already have a theme, and it's going to be a lot.
I love a theme.
So I'm drinking these. You're drinking those.
I'm also having the Orange Co.
No, you have grapefruit.
Oh, I have... what's the brand?
Devil's
Backbone Distilling Co.
Okay, so the Devil's Backbone... Distilling company.
Yeah.
Because it's 10% and only the devil creates
and
that.
And only Period. The devil will do that to you. Mm-hmm. I'm having the orange crush and...
No, you haven't. The grapefruit. The grapefruit. We talked about this.
You did. I'm having the grapefruit and I was going to say it's really good and...
It's not too sweet?
I mean, it's giving me a little agita because, and by agita, not anxiety, just the, like, heartburn because I'm a 92-year-old woman, but I'm working my way through it.
42 over here.
I'm working my way through it, okay? Everything's fine.
Everything's good. So we're all drinking. We're all having a good time.
Yeah.
It's a happy hour. Scooby-Doo papa.
Obviously, if you haven't picked up on who said that they were back.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah.
We might need to tell you.
Hi. It's Lugo again.
Lola Love.
I've been invited back.
She's our designated Delaware happy hour.
I happy hour. Well, yeah,
period.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
We also have a star student.
We jump
this
right
week.
In.
Hold
on, my phone.
And Ashley had a great idea, but we just don't have the money. And one day when we do blow up, so y'all keep blowing us up, we would love to send our star student something each week. But, you know, like right now, the idea was a pencil, but. You know,
y'all ain't gonna use no pencil.
Inflation.
Because by the third sharpening, it would just be like
students.
T. It'd be like T. Just T E A. Like teachers who talk trying.
The way my students sharpen pencils, child, that pencil would be
T E A. This is my T pencil.
My Ent pencil. But yeah, we're gonna jump into our star student today, and our star student for this week is Morgan Childress.
We're going to work
Childress.
Childress? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw child dress.
Childress.
I'm so sorry. Morgan Childress. Your review is titled Sad.
Okay.
Sad face.
No.
But it has 5 stars. Hit him, Lugo.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Get it. Period. So it says, I love this podcast, but I'm sad because I wish I had teachers like y'all when I was in school. Sad face.
Aww.
I'm a college kid. I need something to binge while I'm in lecture. Keep them episodes coming.
We will.
We coming for you.
Ask and I shall receive.
And because of you, Morgan, we will continue to make episodes for you. Para tu.
Para ti.
Para ti.
Yep.
I'm bilingualish.
Yep.
So, Morgan Childress, thank you so much for your review. This gold stars, but yeah. Bing.
Yep. Lugo really wanted to do the bing.
Dang. I did, but it's okay.
You want me to run that joint back?
She does that.
You want me to run it back?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. She's waiting for her moment.
I know, I low-key saw you at the side of my eye, but you know, I was really bobbing. Yep. So, all right,
Morgan,
run it back.
You get 2.
All right, Morgan, run it back. Morgan Childress, thank you so much for your review. This gold stars for you.
Bing.
That was good.
Thank
period.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Quick, get into the socials, which by 21. Wait, this is 21. Yeah, episode 21, because we're happy hour now. By 21, if y'all are not following us, what are you doing?
What Nothing. Are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are you on social media?
Like, are you here?
Have you heard of it?
Do you like us?
Wow.
Mm. Why do you hate us?
Wow.
Be our friends.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh.
Things are happening.
Whoa.
Well, my kitchen just, there's a lot going on in this apartment. Just don't, just mind your business, y'all. Mind your business. Okay. But we do have an Instagram, and that is Teacher Star Crime.
Yep. And we have the tickety tock. Don't stop.
Period.
Mine is southern.math.teacher.
And mine is Branny with 3 Y's and an underscore.
And as you know, you better not forget the underscore.
Because my sister will come for you.
She will.
Period.
She did. Because she did.
Period. On the phone.
Yes.
She did.
Immediately when she started talking. Let me talk to Brooke.
She did.
Let me talk to her.
She was upset.
Yep.
So you got to give her a shout out.
Ooh, my sister?
Yeah.
Shout out to Stephanie. Beep, 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 beep. Love you, sister.
Hey, Steph.
Yeah. And who's going to be our sponsor? Well, as you know, I made it to Delaware this time.
She did.
Yay!
I made it.
We're here together in the same area.
Spirit.
Mm-mm.
No.
Speedante. No.
Because we sent them with the birds.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we need for Frontier, because they got me here. Boom, boom, boom.
Shout out to Frontier.
Yep. Beep, beep,
beep. And they served the liquor on the flights.
The liquor.
The man beside me immediately asked for a shot of Fireball.
Nuh-uh.
Right out the gate.
And it was delivered.
Yep, it sure was. And they even offered me a job.
They did offer you a job.
Yeah.
And I think we said this.
Yeah, on the last episode.
We did.
But regardless, Frontier needs to be our sponsor this week. So we're just going to tag them and see if they bite the bait.
And also, if you just happen to have dreams of being a flight attendant, they're hiring. So shout out to Spirit.
No.
Lies. Nope. Frontier. I'm so used to saying it. Out my body. Apologies. Lo siento.
Shout out to Frontier.
Pew, 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 pew.
I am so thrilled that I got to meet Brooke today. The hug that I gave Brooke, literally, when I knocked on Ashley's door, she opened the door, I pushed past her.
She did.
And ran straight to Brooke and was just like, hi, I'm so excited to meet you. Aw.
Because we don't have to get into details, but I have had quite the day. I've been rung through the ringer.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Thriving.
Yeah. Ooh. Why is all these emotions hitting me right now?
Oh, because you've been drinking the claws. The claws, claws, claws. But also, I know y'all have seen the movie White Chicks. It's one of my favorite movies. Do you know when he's running to the bathroom, he's like, move. Like, that's how she hit me when she came in my apartment today. She was like, no, 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 move.
I saw. Yeah, I literally, and I think the buildup of like, the last time you spirit ruining our life and not being able to meet you.
And then calling you today and you weren't in your classroom.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I left right when I was told I was allowed to leave because today was the last day of school for the kids.
Boo, 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 boo.
Boo, 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 boo. And I was like literally around the corner and I debated turning around. But I was like, no, because I'm going to lunch with my team and I don't want to be late for that. So I just, I don't know. It was just like, and we've been texting in our group chat, and I just was like, I cannot wait. And even last episode, in between, I was like, I cannot wait to meet you, Brooke. So to all three of us be in the same room right now just makes my heart happy, truly.
We've literally been talking for 2 hours prior to recording.
We really
this.
Have.
And it's been the best.
High it's 11:50.
High key. We already have an idea for another podcast.
Yep.
And be prepared. Be prepared, because it's coming. One day.
One day. We have a code and everything.
And it's going to be lit.
Yep.
Yes. Just know that.
Yeah. Wait, what did we say our emojis are going to be? Like, if we had one emoji that symbolized us.
Mine is the smiley face with the hand over the mouth. Like, he.
Literally, you just did
he.
Mine is a unicorn because.
Brooke is a unicorn.
Yep.
She's a magical creature.
I could not choose, but.
What?
Like.
I thought you chose the pineapple.
Oh, yes, I did. Pineapple.
I was about to say, we had a whole conversation in the intro.
I am the pineapple, period, in the story.
Yeah, period.
Right side up, upside down, to the side, pineapples.
Everywhere.
All the pineapples.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Okay. And my Instagram, which is private, but I did have one person try and add me, and I added them back. They were, I think, an Etsy shop person, but my Instagram is Lola Love, Lola Love, 1105 11.
It reminds me, like, Lugo and I have been talking about this. Do you guys remember from, like, 97 to, like, what? Like, I would say, what do you think she went to? Like, 2004?
If she's not still on the air, who
exactly
knows?
Do y'all remember, like, Delilah?
Delilah.
And that people would send in their problems, and she'd be like, well... You know,
her voice was so
soothing
and so calm.
I know, I agree.
So I have no idea what they're talking about.
She don't like that
radio. I was asleep.
Yeah.
But if she was to come out today, I would be awake. And I would be listening.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Y'all might have a storm here or something.
No, I don't know. I heard it too. Oh.
No, it's not. That's
thunder.
No, that sounds like the people upstairs.
That's what it sounds like?
Yeah.
They just drag their couch around the floor.
Time.
They be lit up, though.
It's midnight.
And they be lit up there.
It's after midnight.
Yes.
And something evil's lurking in the dark.
Yeah, and it'd be
lovely. I don't like it. I'm not here for it.
I'm not going to add. I'm not going to talk about them.
No, because
they're good people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
They're good people.
I think it's Thunder, but.
I do too.
They.
Me the Thunder.
You think they're tweeting in a Tessie? Because we got one. We tweeting Tessie.
I mean, if they got Tessie in that apartment.
That's probably what the noise is. That's probably what the noise
is. That is. Yeah. Tweeting and Tessie, which, Elon, we're still waiting on our Teslas. I'll take a malfunction Tesla. Even though Ashley says that I'm not going to get a malfunction one, I'll take one. You just pass it on over here, Mama. I'll take it.
And I'll take one as well. I would like mine to be fully functional.
I mean, and since this is my second time around, if you're just handing out Teslas, I'll take a Tesla, too.
I mean,
too.
With all his money, better.
I don't think 3 would break him at all.
No. I don't think so. He's
and preferably, like I also would like mine
a
to
billion,
be.
A billion, right?
Billions.
Like billions.
With an S?
I mean, I didn't say billion like one. I didn't mean it like one.
Oh, you
meant
like multi.
Just one singular billion.
Nah, got he got mad billions. He went to space!
He's still
no, but he went to space too?
Yes!
I thought that was Amazon guy.
No.
Is it?
I could have sworn Elon Musk went to space.
I thought it was Amazon guy.
Space.
Who went to space?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk went to space.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Not Jeff Bezos.
No.
No, because I remember.
Jeff Bezos just got divorced and his wife got like half of his money.
I see. I feel like.
It's not Elon Musk.
Half of
his final money answer.
Because he's
I'm
still
on Jeopardy.
No.
Nope.
Bezos successfully flew to the edge of space Tuesday, this is old, of 2021, aboard a rocket and capsule developed by his private space flight company, Blue Origin. The billionaire entrepreneur made history by being part of the first unpiloted suborbital flight with an all-civilian crew. July 20th.
I don't know.
Happy birthday, Jamie, of 2021.
SpaceX. Elon Musk.
So they both went. Space?
He did, right?
So they both went. Yeah.
He went, right?
He went. I bet you his ship was a Tessie.
It absolutely had a Tesla engine.
If it didn't, what was he doing?
Like, why? He did?
Elon Musk, space.
So they both went.
So we're still in the running
for Tesla.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, all we just went a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but if you want to give me a mic.
Brooke, cut it out.
No, we need it fully functioning.
We need you here.
If Bluetooth doesn't work, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Minor malfunction.
As long as we have an aux cord, we're lit.
CD changer, 9-disc CD changer, it's fine.
Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
It would be like, ear.
Yeah. Okay, who remembers like a Discman where like, I remember being in middle school on the bus. Listening to
yes, you had to hold it still or it would glitch.
Yes, and I
would be like, oh.
I feel like I lived on the bumpiest road to school because my CD was always skipping and
Angela
I was
so scratched like a mug.
Yes, oh my god, these kids will never know.
Never,
never,
ever. LimeWire, given all of our
oh my god
diseases.
Yes,
yep.
My computer had all the diseases,
and then you would download it to be the chipmunk version.
Yes,
or you would think you had it would be like. LimeWire exclusive.
Halfway through the song, are you
like, God, this is a good part.
Don't do this to me.
I remember being, my grandmother used to yell at me all the time because I'd be on the computer on AIM, on AOL.
Yep.
And she'd be like, I need to use the phone because of the dial. Because
then you pick it up, it's like,
yeah.
I would call and it would disconnect you from the internet.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, good times.
Again,
children will never know.
They will never understand.
Never. They understand the struggle.
And you decorated your CD with Sharpie.
Yes.
Yep.
Because we didn't.
Yep.
You did, like, what is a CD without that?
A Best Jam Volume 1.
Yes.
Dirt Road.
Hit. Yes.
Bumpy Road Bangers.
Bumpy Road Bangers. Yes. My next playlist, I don't care what's on it. It's going to be titled
Bumpy
Road Bangers.
Might be the smoothest goddamn road. These are all Bumpy Road Bangers, okay?
Because they'll never get
it.
They don't get it.
But we still tweeting.
Oh, tweet in Tessie. We tweet in Tessie.
And back to that. Good job. Good job, Ash.
Podcast. Underscore.
Oh, and we also have a buy us a coffee.
Or loaded tea.
Or loaded tea. Or high noon. Or Devil's Backbone Distilling Co.
Or White Claw.
Or water.
Gotta hydrate.
You know, hydration is key.
Wait, what was the brand of your new water bottle?
The coldest.
The coldest.
The coldest water. Yeah. Shout out to my lemon boo over there on the counter.
She cute.
She cute. Mm-hmm. She cute or whatever. She thick.
Yeah, she is thick.
Coldest water bottle.
Mad cold. But our bias of coffee is TTC podcast _.
No.
Nope. Just kidding. That's biascoffee.com/TTC.
Podcast.
Good job.
Ah.
You got it.
I'm glitching. I'm so sorry.
You are the CD player from the
90s. You are. I'm on the bumpy road. I'm going to take my horse. Oh, my gosh. Bumpy. Stop. They're going to be like, they're wilding.
Yes. Yep.
And we kind of are, but it's fun.
It's also fun, yeah. Yeah. We have a short case for you today, though.
Yeah, so we can do this because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
So we did all the socials. Boom, 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 boom. We did the Estudiantes Day.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think it might be time.
It's it?
I think it's time. That's
we're
it.
Ready?
That was quick.
Wow. No, we're like 22 minutes in.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, cool. So do your thing, Brooke.
So while we get more drinks, sit down, shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora.
Pardon the interruptions. Teachers Talk Crime would like to disclose that some of the things discussed on this podcast are their opinions. Ashley and Brooke are not pointing the blame on anyone. They are just two teachers with a microphone. Thank you. And away we go!
Well, so you guys all asked. Actually, no one asked, so...
It was kind of me.
Yeah, it was just Ashley. Ashley's the only one that asked. Mm-hmm. And we found, I found, everyone found, I finally found a teacher that is in fact not the victim, but is the murderer.
Da, da, da.
I'm clutching my pearls.
Yep, clutch those pearls. Yep. So I looked and I did find a case where the teacher is, in fact, the murderer. And this is the case of Heather Arnold of Wiltshire, England.
Oh, my God. That's where What's-Her-Face was.
If we're not... If we have not rethought our visit to England by now, I feel like we need to.
Yeah. What if your first live show is international? And y'all go...
Like in England?
Yeah. Or Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I'll support you either way.
I mean, thank you.
So.
Yeah. I just feel like a lot of our cases have taken place in and around England.
Yeah.
In that area.
I think we should be royally invited by the Queen herself.
But, you know, the media doesn't show us all that.
No.
Nope.
So.
Notice I'm just tagging along as your...
Yeah.
Your roadie.
I mean, you got invited to my wedding tonight. You got invited to my bachelorette party.
I did.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a fiesta, fiesta.
I am not engaged, by the way.
Not yet. Yet.
But when it happens, we gonna be lit. Lit.
Hey, James. Did you hear that?
I'm weak. Nah, hey.
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 Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Listening here.
Yeah.
This message is for you, James.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, goodness.
But anyway, we're in Wiltshire.
He's either gonna scoff or be like...
Not scoff. Like
ugh.
So we went to the beach for Memorial Weekend. Like, my whole family was there, and we're sitting around. My best friend Sloan's there. Her husband's there. Well, everyone that, like, I love, you know, that can travel is there. And I literally tell my sister, I'm like, hey, if this is the weekend that he's going to propose, like, you need to go tell him to do it now before people leave. And she's like, I can assure you that that's not what's about to happen. So he walked by, and I'm sitting in a circle with, like, my friends and stuff. And I'm like, hey, if you're thinking about it, now's the perfect time.
I'm weak.
And he's like, Brooke, there's no ring.
Yet.
None. Like, I don't know. He looks at my dad. He goes, apparently I'm supposed to propose this weekend. And I didn't know it.
I'm cracking up.
All I'm going to say is, I would just keep saying yet.
Yeah.
Growth mindset. Yet. So,
as teachers, we always got to have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to the case. This is the case of Heather Arnold, who taught at Kingstown Comprehensive School.
Ooh. Okay. Comprehensive. So you get everything.
Right, I would assume so.
That's a name.
Comprehensive.
Yeah.
Everything you need.
She was a 50-year-old and going through a divorce. So, Heather taught 8th grade math.
I would pray for her.
Who does that sound like?
Oh,
here?
Brookie! Yeah. Oh, no.
I will say 8th grade math can cause quite a midlife crisis, and I'm not even too midlife, so I get it, Heather. I get it.
Feel you, Heather.
I get it. You were going through some things.
Hell.
Yeah. So she was going through a divorce and having this midlife crisis, like world falling apart around her.
Dang.
You know, and at the time, during this hard time in her life, a coworker, Paul Sutcliffe, and I'm saying Sutcliffe, I hope that's pronounced correctly, he stepped in and he befriended Heather, and he tried to be there for Heather in her time of need. We're all close to our coworkers. Y'all like both went to y'all's little team things today.
Yeah.
Like, your coworkers are someone you see every day in general,
yeah.
So they're going to be there for you.
Yeah, sure.
And whether you want them to know about your life or not, they're probably bound to know about it.
And okay.
Yeah. So, it wasn't just Paul that, like, wanted to help Heather through her time. It was him and his wife. And Paul and his wife comforted Heather, and they were there for her through her trying time. The couple actually only lived 300 yards away from Heather.
So, they were neighbors.
Essentially neighbors. Co-workers and neighbors. However, as the friendship continued,
oh, no.
Heather's love for Paul deepened and her hatred for Janine increased.
Dang.
I wonder why. I wonder what trash he talked about his wife.
So, multiple sources, and you know how Ashley and I will disclose when it was like specifically only one source,
yeah,
so take it with a grain of salt. But multiple sources said that there was an alleged affair going on.
Surprise.
Now, some sources said that this wasn't true. Like, it was just Heather being jealous.
Yeah.
And her falling for Paul.
Yeah.
So, again, you take it how you want it. Was there an affair? Was there not an affair? I don't really know.
Okay. Maybe the affair reverse. No.
Dang.
Yes. Exactly.
Truly.
Or don't know.
Or don't.
Yeah.
Ba,
so.
Ba, ba.
Not ba, ba, ba.
So, I actually read, like, a review or something. I don't know. Not on our TikTok. Not on our podcast or anything. But one thing that someone said is, like, they hate when podcasters get the names wrong because they quote, how hard is it for you to get a name wrong when you can just Google it? So, I did not think that her name was Janine. It was just spelled that way. But I wanted to triple check. Her name is Jean. So, I want to correct myself on that. So, if you are listening and that's one of your, like, irks about podcast
pet peeves,
that's the word I was looking
for. Here for your queen.
Her name is Jean. The wife of Paul is Jean.
All right.
So on Wednesday, April 30th, 1986, so this is an old case. This is in the 80s.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, before my time.
There you go.
Ooh.
Yep. Paul clocked out of work and went home to his wife and child. When he walked into his home, he found his wife, 39 years old, which pre-K Paul's because this makes me, now, age is just a number. We all know that. But keep in mind, Heather's 50, and Jean and Paul are like 39, 40.
Jeez.
That's 10 years.
Different. It is 10 years. So do we really think an affair was, granted, age is just a number. I get it. Puts a little bit more speculation there, though.
I don't know. I feel like I was just talking to someone today that was saying that they knew someone that was 10 years apart, and they were, like, 39 and 25 and 35. So, you never know.
You don't.
And at the same time, I don't want to bash nobody. But men like what men like.
Yeah. If you ride around, you getting it.
Yeah. Period. So, she...
Maybe.
She had a cooter.
Yeah.
And he had a dang-a-lang.
Dang-a-lang.
You know, I'm trying to keep this as clean as possible. I mean, I know it's happy hour, so... But I just learned that one of my students' parents listened to this. So, I feel a little weary now. But at the end of the day, they both got the parts.
They do, and it was a few sources, but also there were other sources that said they didn't actually have an affair.
And maybe she was, like, creating in her brain. She was like, oh my god, he's giving me all this attention that my husband is giving me.
He checked on me this morning. Oh my god.
He cares he loves about me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're together.
And that definitely could have been the thing. So, Paul walked into his home, and he found his 39-year-old wife and his eight-month-old child.
No.
Heidi.
Not the baby. Oh, hiding.
Heidi.
Oh.
The name. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Paul found his wife and his child both dead.
The baby was dead, too?
Not the baby.
What did the baby do to you?
Not at 8 months.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I didn't. Mm-mm.
I'll sip to that.
Yeah. Let's,
sip to that. Mm. 8 months old. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, both bodies suffered immensely and had major injuries. Ugh. However, the cause of death was determined to be a cut to the throat.
Oh.
Yes.
That's so, intimate.
Yes.
To beat up on somebody to that degree and just be like, slash. You know what I mean? Like, that's very malicious.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think...
Personal.
Yes.
Very personal. If you're willing to beat anyone, let alone an eight-month-old baby, and then, either before or after, whatever the autopsy showed, slash your throat. Like, if you slash your throat before and then beat them, wow. But even the tenfold, if you... Dude, you know what I mean? Like, that's awful.
That's a lot.
No matter how you slice it, whether you slash the throat first and then beat them, or beat them and then slash the throat, like, no matter how you slice it, you had the intent to, like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. to, like, make kill. Sure they...
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and two, if this was... obviously, y'all have assumed who the killer was.
Duh.
It's obviously Heather. If you're... intent was, oh my god, without them in the picture, Paul's gonna now love me, and you murdered them. You didn't just get them to move and get a divorce. Like, you murdered them. No way this man is gonna love you.
Right, because I feel like what I think from many true crime experiences, you always get caught.
Mm-hmm.
You're always gonna get caught. Therefore, when he finds out that you killed his wife and his child, his eight-month-old child, do you truly think he's going to be like, baby, I love you, I'm going to come to you?
Yeah. Right.
After all that? Like, no. And you're going to jail.
Yeah.
But although you hear all these crazy stories of women who, like, fall in love with serial killers and are, like, running to the jailhouse to marry them, like, that, to me, also blows my mind. But still, it's that, like, thought process, like... I just killed your wife and your eight-month-old baby, and you're just going to love me and marry me. And I'm not going to...
Because
they're out of the picture. And I will be the one rare case that doesn't get found guilty, and we're just going to run off to the sunset together.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Good night, Sally.
But also, she could have been like... Maybe she realized, like, hey, he's not into me. And I hate that I have fallen for this man who is unavailable. So now I'm going to hit him where it hurts. So and I'm not only going to take his wife, I'm going to take his baby.
So give her to him.
Very, very plausible.
That, like, either it could go either way.
He could have rejected her the day before. We don't have proof of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that this is now her revenge.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. That could happen. Him.
Wow.
Don't hurt the baby.
Right? Your but beef then, is not with them.
No, keep the baby out of it. I think that for me is the hardest.
Yeah, it's like keep the baby child out anything. Of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Heather, obviously, they haven't officially said that she did it. We know she did. But Heather had reportedly, according to court documents, beat Gene with a flat part of an axe. So if you're picturing an axe, it has a blade, and then it has the bottom, like, handle part. And you'll know at the very bottom of the axe, it's wider, and it's flat on the bottom. So she had apparently beat Gene with the flat part of the axe in the head about 3 times in her sewing room. So Gene was literally just, like, hanging out in her sewing room.
And for you to have a sewing room, like, dedicated for sewing...
Right.
She was a hardcore sewer.
She was making an outfit for the 8-month-old baby.
Oh my god, stop my heart.
Oh, that is devastating.
Like, what else would you be doing in a sewing room with an 8-month-old baby?
Yeah.
Oh. And once Gene had hit the ground after being hit in the head 3 times with the flat part of the axe, Heather actually hit her 10 times in the face. So literally beating her.
With the flat part.
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, it's like, if you're using an axe to do all that, and you're, like, that just goes to show the level of pent-up frustration or whatever, in my opinion. Because it's like, you are holding an axe. If you wanted to...
hack them.
You could just
do it.
One swift, boom, it's over, a one and done. But for you to use the bottom part to beat this person over 10 plus times, like, that... to me, it's a different, it's a level of intimacy.
Yes.
I want you to understand, like, I know what, like, I understand what I'm doing. I'm doing this for a reason.
Yes. Like, she wanted, like, I want to kill you, but I want you to feel it before you die.
Yeah.
So, like I said, she's up to, like, 13 hits at this point. 3 to the head, like, the actual, like, cranium part of the head, like, the skull part. And then 10 times to the face before finally slashing her throat, as we mentioned earlier.
So, so the throat slash was the final part.
Yes.
Which, again, it shows, in my opinion, like, slashing a throat is a one and done. Once you slash someone's throat, they die instantly. You wanted this to be a long, drawn out process.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother level.
And so, obviously, Paul calls the cops.
Duh.
When he arrived, the time frame was not like 5+ hours that they had been dead. It was a very quick turnaround time. Like, they had not been dead an extremely long amount of time.
Yeah.
And so when the officers arrived, they obviously analyzed the scene and went ahead and assumed and predicted that the weapon that was used was an axe.
Okay.
And this immediately gave me like Lizzie Borden vibes.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
She's scary.
Very terrifying. Maybe we should cover that. That would be a good case.
So, I feel like, but also I feel like that case has been covered a lot.
Yeah. But she was young.
Yeah. She was pretty.
Yep. And the police actually had, I don't know if like one guy on the scene was like, oh, hey, Todd, I got this like gut feeling. Or if just in general, this is like how they approached like crime scenes. But they actually thought that the weapon would still be nearby. So what they were assuming is that the murder weapon had either been thrown away nearby or stashed in the bushes nearby, whatever the case may be. They thought that as the murderer, whoever they, you know, investigated or assumed, they thought that they would have gotten rid of the weapon on the way out of the scene.
Okay.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I think it would.
Yeah.
So this really kind of wasn't the case because Heather actually did take the axe with her, but they were right about the murderer wanting to discard the weapon. And what's unusual about this is that Heather was not immediately suspected. Paul didn't like get the red flags at this point.
Probably because he was still hiding the fact that he was having an affair with her.
If he was.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And also because when they questioned the entire neighborhood, no one saw Heather leave this house or come and go in this house.
Yeah.
Like, no one in the neighborhood could identify Heather as someone that had been in that house or as a suspect. So like I said, because no one saw her go in and out of the home, no one saw anything, the police did not suspect her right off the bat. They did say, however, because she lived 300 yards away, like, I mean, she's literally the neighbor, they have to question her. They said that when they approached her in uniform, like in their cop uniforms, she was calm and she showed no signs of being nervous. She was well put together. She answered their questions. Everything was normal, quote unquote.
I was gonna say, if not rehearsed, it's that level of comfortability. Like, 300 yards is not far.
No.
So I feel like you feel at home. So maybe you feel more at ease to, like, I'm in the comfort of my own home. I'm going to be able to easily play it cool, calm, and collected. That, like, I did these things. Yeah. I'm not going, like, they didn't take her down to the station and say, like, we're questioning you. So maybe she had that level of, like, oh, like, I'm just at home. I'm talking to the cops. They're walking by. Which also would explain why no one saw her, like, doing anything out of the blue. If you live that close, even if you were in your backyard and walked to the neighbor, to their house, mm-hmm. I don't feel like anybody would feel like that's a blaring red flag if 300 yards, it's so close. Mm-hmm. What was that 40-yard dash we did?
Oh, God.
I feel bad. Yeah, but, like, that's not far.
It's not. But, see, I see where you're taking it, but I was taking it more along the lines of she was comfortable because, like, who would really murder their neighbor and go back home? Like, that's the avenue I was taking.
Just
like,
that easy.
Like, really, you think that I would kill... I live next door. Like, why would I kill them?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where I was going with that. Yeah. So maybe that's why she was so...
But remember, this couple hung out a lot. So, like, even if someone in the back of their, like, not core memory saw Heather walking over there, she was over at their house all the time. Like, they were comforting her in her time of need.
Yeah.
So would you really be like... Oh, yeah.
Something's about to go down.
You wouldn't, because that would have been normal.
Yeah.
So, you know how mom tuition, police intuition, all of these things. Some policemen get it wrong. Some policemen get it right. Their radars were literally on high alert. And they still were under this impression that whoever the murderer was going to try to discard the weapon.
Okay.
So they set up a sting operation. Okay. And they sent 4 undercover cops throughout the neighborhood, so they didn't just target Heather's house.
Sure.
Good for them. And, four undercover detectives, not policemen, and they worked as dust men.
Dust men?
What comes to your mind when I say a dust man?
Like a man with a duster just going to people's house like,
do you know what I think?
Here to clean your dust!
Yeah, and I think of, like, a man and, like, a French maid's outfit.
Yes.
Like, with the little duster thing. Like
dust service!
Okay. I'm here to dust things.
You guys did not guess what I guess.
Are we wrong?
Oh, yeah, you're wrong. Like, what I guessed was, I literally pictured the Mary Poppins chimney sweeper.
Oh!
That's what I pictured.
Yeah.
The which little is kids covered such,
Yes, which is also... a very good movie. And I will say the new, like, the remake with Jim from The Office, his wife, I can't remember her name right now, that one was also very good.
Yeah.
The newer one. It was very good.
That would have been, like, my 10th guess.
I wouldn't have thought Jimmy Sweet.
I wouldn't have guessed.
That's what I pictured.
I pictured a man in a French maid's uniform with a little duster, like... with a, and then you ring your bell.
Like when you say dust, I'm thinking like little dust things and like, that's what I think. That's what I think.
Cheers. Cheers to all those wrong answers, because that's not what a dust man is.
Please tell us.
A dust man is a British term for garbage collector.
Really?
Yeah.
But dust is like so specific to like one thing. Dust, not right? Like trash.
I would picture it to be like a debris or
debris
something.
Man.
You know,
the debris man.
Maybe that's what they're going for.
But they failed.
Sorry, Europe.
Yeah,
I love you. I
mean, apologies.
Country.
I mean, that's your thing. Dust man and up. Shout out to the dust man slash
dust. Dust it up.
Not chewing your math song still.
There's a song for everything. Don't you worry.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they have, British have different terms.
They do.
I support you.
Like a pope and a flat.
Yeah.
A pope and a flat, or a flashlight, a torch and a flashlight.
Really?
Yeah, they call flashlights torches.
Interesting.
Yes.
I know.
Again.
They don't say garage, they say garage.
I will tell you this, and I said it before, the 3 accents I would have, Southern, British, Australian.
Good day, mate.
And I know for a fact that, like, a torch and a flashlight are different. A flat and an apartment are different.
A flat.
And then garbage and bin. They call it the garbage a bin.
Just the bin.
Like, throw it in the bin.
Garbage can?
Yeah, throw it in the bin.
Throw it in the bin.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But still, I would, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So anyways, these were not Mary Poppins chimney sweepers.
Rude.
They were, in fact, regular garbage men. And so they went to the neighbor's house.
Okay.
And pretended to be garbage men. And Miss Arnold, Heather, came outside and handed them a white carrier bag for garbage.
Here What's you a go. Carrier bag?
I would imagine.
Like a garbage bag?
See, I pictured like a little duffel bag.
Carrier bag.
But why are you throwing that away? Do I get the bag back after you throw away what's in it?
No, I think she's throwing away the bag.
Oh.
Okay. Letter ruffin, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrier bag.
Okay, keep going.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Googling on the side.
Oh, okay.
Carrier bag.
And so then, of course, they obviously examined the bag because they're undercover detectives. If it had been regular garbage men, they just would have been like, toss it in there.
Yeah. But because they were doing the sting operation, they had to collect all the bags. Makes sense.
And what they found in the bag was 3 burned pieces of an axe handle.
Interesting. Muy interesting.
Yeah.
At this point, if you've burned it that many times, why would you throw it in the trash? Like, if I was in that predicament, which I would never be because I'm not crazy.
Are you sure?
But anyway, I would literally, like, bury it or something.
Not
if it's burned, I want to just throw it in the trash
and be like, "All right, here, take my burnt
here, take what I have left over. Take my leftover axe."
Clearly, she's not a true crimer.
No. Yeah, she didn't listen.
She didn't listen.
Clearly,
she's not.
So they obviously, when they open it, she sees them open it. She kind of panics.
Dang, she was just there, and they were like, "Thank you so much." Sure.
She's not under arrest, though, because really they just suspected that these 3 pieces are a piece of an axe.
Yeah.
You know, it has to go into testing and all of that in the labs and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So during this time, Heather is literally panicking and she fled 100 miles away to her daughter's house.
Wait. So she sees them open the bag and she's literally like, bye, and dips?
And dips out. She dips out. Going
that's,
to see my daughter.
I was like, that's sus. Yep. As our kids would say, that's sus.
Yep.
Like, you?
Okay, bye.
Gotta go visit my daughter a million miles away. Yeah. Bye.
Why'd you open that bag? Oh, okay, gotta see my daughter. Forgot about that trip.
Got a car.
Yep.
Gotta go.
Yeah, again.
So, they take all this evidence and they're like, oh, yeah, you did it. You know, like, okay. Can't find her. They don't know where she's at. Because she didn't, like, tell them that she's going to her daughter's house. Like, oh, you found my axe. Be right back. Gotta go see my daughter.
I literally just see her standing there, like, watching them, like, zroop and booking it to the car. Yeah, like, that's literally what I imagine.
You say booking, but I imagine, like, that creepy, like, side eye. Like,
and we're gonna go.
Backwards.
No one's
like,
gonna see me.
Right. You don't see me. Yep. You don't see
me. I'm invisible.
Yep. Well, when she got to her daughter's house and the daughter figured out what was going on.
She's smart.
She called the police on her mom.
Period.
Turned her mom in.
Yeah.
Turned Heather in and Heather was officially arrested.
Great job, daughter.
When she was arrested, she did in fact confess to killing Jean and their 8-month-old daughter, Heidi, 8-month-old. Why can't you put those two things together?
Take your time.
8-month-old.
Yep.
Daughter, Heidi.
That's got it. Yes.
Okay.
A baby. Like that, I still cannot get over that. Yeah. Like, granted, sorry for the wife, but to be less than a year old to experience life on the outside world and to have your life taken, it's just...
And you literally have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, unspeakable.
Like, you are a child just living like, hoo hoo gaga.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, ugh.
Yes, that's just heartbreaking.
Mm-mm.
So she did initially confess, like I just said, but upon law...
Yeah.
You got it, Brooke. You're a queen.
Take your time.
You got it. You're a queen.
Lawlering. How do I...
Loitering?
No.
Oh.
What's the word?
Lawyering?
Lawyering?
Lawyer.
Lawyerling?
Lawyerling.
What's lawyer?
Lawyering?
Is it
lawyering?
Yeah,
lawyering.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, why did I struggle with
this? I mean, that's, I don't, I didn't, that's like the not way easy.
I didn't
mouth.
Either.
I don't either. So you're a queen. Okay. You did it. We made it. Like it.
Basically, after she got a lawyer.
Yes. Lawyering.
She withdrew her statement.
Lawyering up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Understood.
I'm here for you.
That was a struggle.
But you did.
Yay! And you're here doing great, sweetie.
But when she got a lawyer, she recanted her statement.
So she was like, oh, I did everything. And then
I
was like,
hate
no, 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 no.
So much. Like, y'all have covered so many cases where, like, they're like, I did it. Boom. It was me. And then when the cards fall and the shit hits the fan, they're like, oh, wait a minute.
Just
I'm going to take it back. But no, you did what you did.
And you said it.
You did what you did and you said what you said. So live by it. Like, you did it. There's no taking it back. Those people are not coming back. So, like, deal with the consequences of your actions. Period. End of story.
And at that point, if you really think that you confess and you were just like, oh, no, nah, I got a lawyer. No, I'm not.
Just
like,
kidding.
That's on record that you confessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So trying to convince a jury otherwise is, no offense, unlikely. If you go in saying, in my opinion, if you go in saying, I did it, and then you recant or say, oh, wait, just kidding. These are the circumstances why I said it. Like, that's just crap. It's crap.
Yeah.
It but that's what those lawyers do. Like,
that's their job.
That is their job.
I truly, like, I'm curious, truly curious how defense lawyers
sleep with themselves
but sleep at night, deal with themselves, like, how? But again, my husband and I just started rewatching How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh,
which
banger.
Is such a good show. Viola Davis is a queen.
She is a queen to me.
I want to read her book, but like, yes, she, it just came out recently. Ooh. But like, the first episode, season one episode, she's like, season one, episode one, it's all about how she is a defense attorney. So it's all about how to discredit the witness and present more evidence than needs, so you bombard the jury, which is, like, I get it, but it also just seems very unfair.
Yeah.
But I'm doing air quotes, those of you that can't see me, I do understand that you're trying to defend your client. But at the end of the day, if your client walked into a police station or whatever the circumstances have been and said, I committed this crime, but then you show up at the courtroom and you say not guilty, I don't understand how that, those two things.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't understand how those two things relate to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you either did it or you didn't.
And
there
you
are
said
two
you did
lives
it.
Taken. And you said yes a month ago, because sometimes the time lapses and there's a huge chunk of time in between, but it's still the thing of, at one point you said, yes, I committed this crime. I killed these two people. But then you show up in a courtroom where it matters. And you're like, just kidding. I didn't. I'm not guilty. Like, I just struggle with that. And it makes me so upset. And I would love to hear from a defense attorney how they
sleep with
what they do every day.
Like, how do you look at yourself in the mirror and like, let's go get this.
Yeah.
Let's go lie.
How
you
do
know
we,
what I mean?
How do we discredit?
Let's go sway the truth.
Yeah. How do you discredit someone who's telling the truth so that your client wins, so you just get paid? Like,
and you let a murderer
walk.
Back on the street.
Yeah. Potentially walk.
Yeah.
And I do see, like, especially, like, y'all have covered a lot of cases of very young people where there were cases where people were like, I can't remember the people. Y'all are very good at that. But like, who are like, I was wrong. I didn't mean to. Or this or that was my circumstance. I realize I'm wrong. And again, I agree 100%. Every time y'all talk about how prison and jail is all about reform and making them better and then letting them go to be productive members of society. But like, I just truly struggle with the people who are like, I did it. This is it. Like, whatever, like, and they're still able to have parole and these things.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And it's like, but you're not reformed yet and you need more time. Serve your full sentence. But then there are people who are like, I can't remember, what was the case that y'all covered recently where they were appealing, and they felt so guilty, and they threw the book at the kid. It was the boy.
That was you.
Under the waterbed. The under the waterbed.
Oh, that was
boy.
On you.
Clifton.
Maddie Clifton. His yeah. name was... Oh, I can't
but
remember
still,
his name right now. But yeah.
Even still, it's not about him. It's about her, the victim. But still, it's the point of... He was remorseful, and he suffered all that trauma from his dad because yeah. his dad was garbage, and his choice was, do I kill this girl or deal with the repercussions? And it's just that thing of reforming people, and that's what the point of prison yes. and mm-hmm. jail and all that is. And so you have these people who are like, I did it, but not really when it matters.
I was just
like,
kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. I didn't yeah. mean it when I said it. Or then they try and pull... The false confession thing where...
Or the insanity plea.
Don't... Please.
Yeah.
Do not really go through that. No. But still, it's that thing. It just makes me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're
off
you're
my
fine.
soapbox. I'm getting down. I'm going to go sit. I want to finish sipping my beverage.
You are good. Because I agree. I mean,
yeah.
I agree with everything you just said. Because yeah. she did confess... And then as soon as she got a lawyer, she was like,
Just kidding. Because her lawyer probably said, like, I can get you off if you say this side or the other thing. And yeah. it's like, how do you live with that? She killed an 8-month-old baby. Mm-hmm. That's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
What did that 8-month-old
baby
That
baby did nothing to you.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So on April 1st, 1987, her trial began at Bristol Crown Court. I love that they, like, call their courts, like, something like
Bristol
Crown
Court.
Yes.
Heather, yes.
as we mentioned, had withdrawn her confession and now told the court that she found the axe in her garage. Randomly.
Oh.
She found it.
Of course.
She told them this crazy story about how she didn't recognize the object as belonging to her, but as soon as she touched it, she was struck with this feeling of, quote, needed to get rid of it.
Girl, bye.
So, okay, let me break that story down. She told them that she found an axe in her garage. Did not recognize the object as being hers.
So then who put it there?
So as soon as she picked it up, she's got this weird feeling that she had to get rid of.
Goodness, so she had a That's So Raven moment and was like,
That's So Raven.
Like, give me a break, ma'am.
But here's my thing. So, axe randomly appeared in
right.
your garage.
And you touched it.
And so now that means your fingerprints are on it. Random.
Yep.
What?
Sounds dumb to me.
Yep, but that's what she told him. So like I said, she basically, quote unquote, found this axe, got a weird feeling, and needed to get it gone. So,
not get it gone.
Get it gone.
Good night, Sally.
However, Heather had actually chopped the handle up in an attempt to get rid of the evidence and tried to throw it away. So she chopped it up into those three pieces, tried to burn them, got them out, threw them away.
So you found this axe.
That's what she's
air quote.
You touched this axe. You felt the spiritual connection that this axe needed to be destroyed.
Because yes. it did
not that it
back.
Needed to go to police when it's 11-11. Let me just reach. Oh, it's 11-12 on my phone.
That's 1-11.
But it's 1-11. It's still my numbers. Okay. Anyway,
I'm here
so
for
you knowing that your neighbor's wife and child had been murdered, and you felt this,
mm-hmm.
you didn't think, hey, let me deliver this to the cops to help them out. You said, let me burn it.
I gotta get rid of it.
That's dumb.
Yeah, asinine.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
Well, they say most killers are really dumb.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they get caught.
Well, so keep in mind, she only did this to the handle of the axe, right?
Uh-huh. Where's the blade?
Exactly. The axe blade was found in her possession. Okay. So the axe blade was actually found in her possession, and forensic evidence found red paint from the axe that was also found in Jean's body.
Wait. So they found that blade.
The handle was painted red.
Okay.
There are red paint chips on the blade.
Mm-hmm.
Same red paint chips that are found on Jean's body.
Because she was using that to ching.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
I was a little confused. Thank you for cleaning that up.
Mm-hmm. The trial lasted 15 days. And on April 15th, the jury deliberated for over 7 hours before returning with a unanimous guilty verdict.
7 hours?
Yeah.
I feel like that is like
a long time.
That's a very long time.
Mm-hmm. 7 hours.
When you have all this evidence, she confessed, she didn't confess. You got the blade, you got the chips. It's a hands down situation. She did it, point blank period. Send her to jail.
So it seems. Well, sorry, I was yawning. The jury returned with a unanimous guilty verdict, like I said, for 2 counts of murder.
Okay.
Heather was later sentenced to life in prison. And sometime in prison or around the time of trial, so like she's in prison regardless of whether it was before trial, pre-trial, during trial, or after trial,
mm-hmm.
she met with a psychiatrist and admitted that she, quote, hated Miss Sutcliffe.
The wife.
Jean.
Yeah.
And had killed her because she wanted to be closer to her husband, Paul, her co-worker, who taught math at the same school.
I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm so over it. I'm just, like, over it. Like, I just don't understand. Jealousy?
Mm-hmm.
Jealous.
That's one of the main motives of murder.
Yeah.
But- and then, like you said before, so you're just going to kill his family and think that I got them out of the way. Let's be together. What?
Yeah. Well, upon meeting a psychiatrist at Boardmore Hospital in 1993,
mm-hmm.
they told her to attempt to appeal her case and claim that she was suffering from diminished responsibility. Well, I didn't really know what this was. I was like, what is diminished responsibility? It seems self-explanatory, but it is a British law that states you are unbalanced in your mental state, but does not actually classify you as being insane.
No. I say no. Sorry, Great Britain. Sorry, yeah. Queen Elizabeth. Yeah. No.
So at the time of the killings, the court dismissed this on February of 1996. The judge stated that before trial, Heather was ordered to undergo psychological tests and no relevant abnormalities were found in her.
Yeah.
So the judge was like, nice try, but no.
So that's the equivalent of our American insanity plea, mm-hmm. it seems like.
Yeah.
Which I get, like you said earlier, so annoyed when they're like, I was insane at the moment.
Just at that one particular moment.
So sorry, moment of insanity.
Good night. No thanks.
Now, obviously with this being a teacher, we have to switch gears here. So Heather is sentenced to life in prison, guys, okay? She was sentenced in 1996. She was already 50. You do some quick math. I don't really know if Heather's still living or not.
Dang.
Not really 100% sure.
Dang.
Didn't actually look that up.
Well, she was 50 in 96. Yeah. So, yeah. 50. What year is this?
22.
Yeah, she's old.
Yeah.
She might be alive, but even still, she should still stay there, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, I want to take a quick little turn because this woman had some students speak out about her.
No.
Tell us everything.
What did they say, spoke to?
Come through, book.
Specifically, a band called Oakland Punk's Kicker wrote a song titled Miss Arnold.
What? Give me some lyrics now.
Yeah. I know.
And please give it to me in a jingle.
So I don't actually have the lyrics.
Oh.
I do want to. So wait, hold on. Because they wrote this song, and I'm going to quote a few pieces of an article printed by the, I'm going to hopefully say this, Decibel magazine. So I'm about to quote several pieces from their article.
You did it, queen.
And they interviewed like this band and about this song. And mm-hmm. they said, quote, Miss Arnold is actually based on a true story about our singer, Pete's math teacher.
Oh.
In the 70s. At the primary school he attended in Wiltshire, England.
Mm.
Pete, the band member who was Miss Arnold's student, later went on to describe Heather Arnold saying, quote, she was a cruel and abusive teacher to her students.
Abusive?
Pete actually found himself at the end of some of her hatred and punishments. These would consist of lashings and being locked in a cupboard as punishment.
But this was also back in the day.
Here's the thing, though. This all makes Harry Potter make sense.
Harry Potter?
Yeah. Stuck under the staircase in this cupboard.
The boy in the cupboard.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
What?
So here's the thing, Brooke. I'm not going to judge you because I've read a book and a half book one. I read the whole thing and half of book two. But I do know that he was locked in a cupboard underneath the steps.
And it wasn't England, wasn't it?
Huh?
He was somewhere in England, wasn't he?
Yeah. That's why I said, like, that's the thing. Like, yeah. So I wonder if back then, like,
and this
that was what we call corporal punishment in schools. Like, I wonder if that was the thing. Like,
and this is the 70s. This is still where they took rulers and smacked your hands.
Yeah.
Now, if this is all true, then she is definitely where she belongs. Not only for the murder of Jean and her 8-month-old Heidi, but of the abuse that you caused these children that you were supposed to be teaching. And we just want to make sure everyone knows that she does not represent the teaching profession.
No, she don't.
By any means.
No.
That ain't me. By any means. That ain't me.
Like we said, she is 50 at...
She in the 60s.
In the...
96.
Not 96, yeah.
No.
She was 50 in
86. 86, okay. Yeah, so she's way before our time. But it's just that thing of, like, you think about, like, could you imagine being a student in that time and knowing, like, I know people who went to, and this is nothing against Catholic schools at all, or, like, any of those things, but, like, kids that went to Catholic school where they will recall nuns, like, hitting their hands with rulers if their handwriting wasn't neat or this, that, or the third. And it's like, I couldn't imagine even now doing that to my kids. Mm-mm, could you? Mm-mm, could any of you? Mm-mm, either mm-mm. of you?
No.
Like, oh, you didn't do this? I'm going to smack your hand with a ruler. Like,
I feel like it would make me very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Very uncomfortable.
I get uncomfortable when I have to wake them up from sleeping and I have to, like, tap them a little too, like,
aggressively
to get them to wake up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I don't really, I mean, they can sleep in my closet. I really don't care. But,
because at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about them.
It's not. Exactly. But this was that time period where I guess the cupboard thing, maybe not normal, but like.
A thing.
It reminds me of Matilda. The put them in the pokey.
I think that we should like insert, if we can find the audio of this song. That would be really funny.
I got you. Yeah, say less.
But that,
I got you.
That would be really funny because the fact
Miss Arnold. Murder. She put me in a cupboard. Something like that.
That's the song. My hand with ruler.
That's it.
Told me I wasn't gonna be nothing, and now she's in jail for the rest of her life.
For murder.
That's the song. That's the song. I knew it.
Yeah.
I know it.
Identical. If not,
it is now.
I can rewrite the lyrics right now. Period.
That is the case of Heather Arnold.
Wow. That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Midlife crisis got her.
I just struggle. Again, 8-month-old. Like, I'm sorry about the mom, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the mom, to me, gets overshadowed by the 8-month-old baby.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, that baby had nothing to do with your beef towards her.
No.
Because that baby was there before you started canoodling.
And doing whatever.
And catching these feelings.
Amen.
So.
That just breaks my heart for that baby. Mm. Who never, like, took their first step. All those things. Like, all those major milestones that our babies hit.
I don't like it.
I don't. Mm-mm. It makes me want to vomit.
And I really want to know if she's still alive.
I do too.
That I want to know.
Because at the end of the day, like, that was many, many years ago. And if you got life at 50, like Brooke said, like, where are you now in 2022?
Yeah.
Right.
After, what was that, 96 when she got the verdict?
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, it's a long time ago.
That's a very long time.
That's almost 30 years ago.
That's
so. So she might, yeah, she might still be alive, depending.
But very feeble.
Yeah.
And shaky.
Very shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, this shout out to Heidi, baby Heidi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the wife's name?
Jean.
Shout out to Jean and Heidi. But love you, Jean, but mostly Heidi. Because Jean, I'm sorry, you lived a life.
You did.
You experienced so many things. Heidi didn't. All because some woman had the hots for your husband.
Yep.
Dang.
That may or may not have had an affair.
Right. And there's
we don't really know what the story
true
is.
Evidence on even that.
And
so
I bet
like,
you she's not even snitching.
But here's the thing. let's say in a kumbaya utopia, there was no affair. And she just felt some type of way.
But what are you feeling some type of way about if you didn't have feelings for him?
No, but I'm saying, like, there was no
connection. So there was no affair, but there she was still no liked affair, him.
But she liked him. No affair, but she liked him.
But he did not reciprocate that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So it's that same thing of, I'm going to get rid of everything mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. you think matters the most. Yeah. So that I seem the most desirable and pray I don't get caught. When
it's the opposite. Like, you're not going to be desirable to anyone.
No.
No one. No one.
And you literally got caught by doing the dumbest thing and saying the dumbest thing.
I struggle with that. And it just makes me think of, like, even if she was to say, I did it because blah, 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 mm-hmm. if that would make any of us feel better.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
Because it wouldn't be, quote unquote, good enough.
No, there's no
excuse. Nothing will justify you killing an 8-month-old
no,
baby.
No, absolutely nothing. There's nothing on this planet that mm-hmm. I could imagine that would justify it.
Yeah, and like you said, if you want to get revenge, just take
his life. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Paul.
I mean, but like, yes, sorry. No, she shouldn't have done any of it, but
yeah,
regardless.
An 8-month-old baby?
Ugh. Awful. Yeah. You want to send them all out of here?
Yeah. That's fine.
We kept it short, I think. Way shorter than the first one.
Teacher story. Oh, you have one today?
I do.
Oh my gosh, so that concludes our crime, but we're rolling into our teacher story.
Yes, so y'all need to email in so they can tell you your stories. So I have two teacher stories. My first teacher story is, so here in Delaware, every year at like this time of year in the summer, early summer, we have the Greek Fest followed by Italian mm-hmm. Fest.
Yes.
So what was that? 8 years ago, me and one of my coworkers, we went to Greek Fest, and we had some Greek wine, and by some, I mean lots of some, and we worked at an inner city school, and even before, like, all the things that were going on in the world right now with cops and how people of color perceive cops and how children of color perceive cops, it was the end of the night. Again, many, 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 many bottles of wine later, we were talking to these two other cops of color, and we were just saying, like, it's a shame that our kids did not see cops as protection, and they were in second grade and first grade, and we were talking to the cops and just saying how sad it was that if anything crumbled in their world, the last people they would think to call were the cops mm-hmm. to help them mm-hmm. and protect them because mm-hmm. of their lived experiences, even though they're 6, 7, and 8 years old. So we were talking to these cops while we were waiting for our designated driver to come pick us up. And the cop, we eventually, I guess, convinced the cops to come and talk to the kids and just say, like, we are here. Our job is to serve and protect, et cetera, et cetera. And my coworker and I completely forgot about this conversation, very in-depth conversation we had with these cops. And then the next day, we're like teaching, not feeling our best, feeling a little tired and a little hungover from the Greek wine. And our secretary called us and we're like, there are two cops here for y'all. And my first thought was like, oh my God. I don't remember doing anything. What did I possibly do to warrant the cops to show up at my job? And she's like, yeah, there's these two cops here. They said they want to come see you to talk to your kids. And I was like, oh my God. I said, okay. And as she's saying it, like, the memory started flooding back to me. And they showed up and they did such an amazing job. Oh. They spent like half the day with us. They spent some time in first grade. And then it came to my classroom, second grade. And they came and they talked to the kids and they showed them their like hat and their handcuffs and they talked to them. And it was just such a great learning experience for them that they just got to see cops that looked like them, because this was when I was at our old school mm-hmm. and we had a lot of children of color in our school. So it was like for them to see cops that looked like them that came to talk to them and say, like, we don't love to do some of the things that we have to do, but it's our job to serve and protect y'all and your community. It was just so sweet to see these cops come and take it so seriously after having a conversation with us, two teachers, having wine.
Knowing that y'all were drunk.
Yeah, knowing. And because they were like, are y'all okay? And we're like, yeah, we're good. We're just waiting for our driver to come, or my DD, our DD to come pick us up and take us home. And they're like, okay. And we had this long conversation, I'm sure, about it. And just to see them, and I still have pictures on my phone from 7 years ago of these kids that are probably
grown-ups,
taller than me, just like wearing the cop hat and using the baton and just like getting to know like their job and just to feel comfortable. And because they agreed, like, it's so important for these kids to see, like, I don't love all aspects of my job. It is not thrilling to take someone that you love out of your life. Like, that's not what I live for. But sometimes it's the necessary evil. But at the end of the day, it's for your protection and for them to have build that connection. It was just really, really cool. And my coworker and I still, every time it comes up on my Time Hop app, sponsor us Time Hop, I crack up because it's just like, gosh, like how innocent of a conversation and what came of it. And I hope that those now probably 8th, 9th graders, actually no, 9th, 10th graders are like,
wow,
remember that experience. And then I have a funny one. I had a coworker who was saying how she couldn't understand why she was running out of dryer sheets and she couldn't figure it out. She's like, I go to Costco or whatever like wholesale club she had. She's like, I go there and I get these big bulk size of dryer sheets and I don't understand. They go so fast. I don't do laundry like that. Where are they going? Et cetera, et cetera. So then she finds out that her son, who was in, I say with like 3rd or 4th grade, was stealing them and putting them in his shorts because he was like, Mom, if I fart at school,
oh my God,
and put the dryer sheets in my shorts, then theoretically, essentially, my farts won't smell, Mom, because
I feel like that's a really genius idea.
Genius. It is genius.
And I want to fact check it.
I know.
Like, I want to. Is it true?
And he's
is like, it literally like dryer sheet poopery? Like,
and he's said, he's like, Mom, because then if I fart in class, no one knows. A, it was me, and B, won't smell bad. It'll smell like the dryer sheets. So,
or it'll smell like farty flowers.
Farty flowers. Never have I ever smelled a farty flower. But if I do smell a farty flower, I want no parts.
No, and I would know you got dryer sheet in there.
Yeah. Right.
Island Fresh.
Right. Or like if the kid farted, like is that what then the room it just like illuminates or like you just smell like the game sheet?
That is
not. It has to sponsor it can't them encompass too. The fart.
I thought so in funny. His mind, he was stuffing them in his.
And I feel like he's gonna be an engineer.
He is.
He's gonna be an engineer.
Right. Yeah. That's so smart. Like, can you imagine? Like,
he's gonna make underwear that do that.
Yeah.
Underwear, I guarantee it on Shark Tank. I guarantee it.
You're gonna see him. Shout out to him.
And shout out to him because we here supporting you. So, send us some free undies. Thank you.
I'll wear it. I'll try it.
Yep.
So, those are my.
Gained aware.
Those are my two teachers.
Love.
Those are my two teacher stories.
That's good stuff.
A serious / funny and then a funny funny.
That was good.
Yeah. And I've held on to that one since my last happy hour episode.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I told you.
I feel like that was such a good conclusion to the episode. Because this episode was crazy.
Because there's no rhyme or reason. And I think that makes me angry when the killer doesn't have a clear motive.
Mm-hmm.
They just did it out of whatever. I mean, there's no like happy, like, oh, you did it because of this. Oh, you were able to come to terms. But like to know the why, unlike your mini-sode or your mini lesson last week about, or was that last week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago about the Newark Charter School. Yeah. Like there was no rhyme or reason. That we knew of.
I'm hoping when he goes to trial, we find out some information.
I hope so too.
Because I would really like to give updates on that one. Because that one was just like, what?
Yeah. So I just. But again, thank you for having me back.
You're welcome.
Are the 4 L's for motive? They say that's the four L's of motive.
Love, lust.
Love, lust, loathing, and loot.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Hey.
And on that note, Bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.